bin Laden says...
Yeah, they got tired of waiting for Allah to bring us down.
Yeah, trust me, he's in them. They're all in on it, and it's time for them all to die.
How could you respond to these people who, 2,000 years after Christ dies, they still fight in the desert over a piece of... How do you
out of trash land. Nothing. Garbage.
How do you reason with these people?
You don't. They don't. They're willing to kill themselves to kill us. It's,
now, wait a second. What's that?
I mean, what are we looking at now? Hold on a second.
Earlier this morning, approximately 60-foot section of this building, which is, of course, the headquarters of all...
The Pentagon.
That's the Pentagon we're looking at. It's
the United
it's
States
on fire.
Was on fire as a result of this this crash and then collapsed.
The Pentagon collapsed.
Some of the pictures we've been bringing our audience from the Pentagon. We've watched people being treated by first aid personnel there. We have no information yet.
I'm getting a note that on WYSP in Philly, Detroit, and Cleveland radio stations, we're being interrupted. So I don't even know what stations we're on at this point. And what are we being interrupted with? I don't know.
We're definitely on in New York, that's for sure.
No, I know that.
Elsewhere,
what's interrupting us?
Don't know. I'll try and find out.
No, I'm just curious. Is it?
Can I ask Tom a quick question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Tom, should I stay here or should I try to walk into work?
I think you're doing a great job. I would stay there.
Okay. Yeah, stay there.
All right, I'll stay here.
Okay, I think you've been great.
Thank you.
For once.
Get off me.
Howard, the scariest thing right now, I can't get through. I have a friend who literally lives three blocks away from the Twin Towers.
I have a couple friends that live right down that same area, man. It's...
I know, and there are people I'm trying to contact. Anne Marie's out there dialing for me.
They say for the first time in history, we have stopped all domestic flights and diverted all international flights to Canada. We've never had to take that kind of action before.
This is you know what? It hasn't even sunk in with me.
Yeah,
no, it seems like you're watching a movie or something.
Yeah, it hasn't even sunk in that the World Trade Center is gone.
It's Pearl Harbor. I
mean, that thousands of people are probably dead.
Tens of thousands, Howard.
Tens, probably 50 plus, I would say.
I would say at least.
Yes, and that the Pentagon... God only knows what was going on there, and who knows what else is going to happen next.
Well, our government was attacked.
And there are
probably not one of us in this New York area or in this country who's not going to know someone who was killed in this. Right.
I can start by telling you one of our nothing's wrong with her, but one of our brand new interns was supposed to start today. Her mom called to tell us she's being held in a garage in New York City because her building's gone.
Wow.
Wow.
We know people on staff who.
There's a plane in Cleveland loaded with. What is this? I don't know. On a runway with a bomb. Oh, there's a plane in Cleveland loaded with people on a runway with a bomb.
Well, that's probably why. Calling in for, yeah.
That's maybe what's going on with our Cleveland station. If anyone can find out.
I've been hearing that on the other stations that they're interrupting our reports with news reports.
I see. Yeah, they're probably going to local programming because each city, some of the major cities, are all having
all
their own
affected,
story.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean to blame anybody, but. You know, it's funny because, you know, you think you're so safe in this country, and we were taught when I was in the military that, you know, that the Air Force is always up in the air and there's always someone watching. And for airplanes to just be hijacked in numbers like this and crash into our own populated areas...
Well, let me tell you something.
Well, what we learned in Vietnam is when you're using guerrilla tactics, it's impossible for the military to stop.
And remember the mistake in Vietnam. We should have nuked those... dudes, and we never did. And if we don't nuke some of these countries over there, I mean literally nuke them, fry their children, fry everything, they will never stop.
You know
they will never stop. And I know it's an unpopular thing to do, but you got to be the strong one, and Bush is going to have to make that decision. Target three countries over there and level them.
Yemen is one of them.
Disintegrated.
You know what it feels like now? It feels like almost like you know, remember when we fought the British? It's like we're the redcoats. Like we're standing.
We're playing like idiots.
Yeah, we're playing fair while guerrillas are
standing in line waiting for people to shoot us.
Yeah, military action has changed. We're all about.
There's a U.S. Army general, I think, who's talking.
Okay, let me see.
More trouble before all of this concludes.
He's a retired Army general.
Protect the American people first. We've got to look after those who are injured. We've got to take precautionary measures to deal with.
Former NATO Supreme Commander Wesley Clark.
That's underway. With a lot of responsible action by people everywhere. The damage at the Pentagon is unclear from all the news reports that I've seen.
Who knows what's going on?
One report that said it crashed into the Army side of the building. There are command centers in various places of the Pentagon, and there are many other alternate command centers. So I don't think there's really any issue about the command and control of the United States Armed Forces. I'm sure that's very solid right now.
General
Clark,
you see what he's saying? He's saying that the reason you attack the Pentagon is to knock out all the leaders of the military, because each military unit has a command center there. You have the heads of all of the Navy, the Army, the Air Force right there in the Pentagon.
In Philadelphia, we are on the air. They're just interrupting for any kind of local news. We're on in Louisville, and they'll stay with us as long as we stay on. It seems like all our affiliates are still with us. So
yeah, I'm telling you, it's the best coverage. You have access to 7 different networks here.
I know. And if we hear anything, we just go right on the air with it. So we're trying to, we're just sitting here in shock.
You know how you see the pictures from, like, the Gaza Strip when there's a car bomb? You see,
but it never feels real enough.
It's us.
Yeah, now it feels real, right?
It's the exact pictures you see from overseas that you just say, oh, my God, you can't even imagine that. This is us in New York City.
As someone said earlier today, this is Israel every day.
That's right.
No, you don't take down the tower.
This is worse.
The only affiliate that's not with us is Cleveland because of the bomb report at the airport and the airplane with the bomb. They're probably going to local coverage. A lot of our phone lines are down. We do have people calling in. I'll keep going to the phones. People here, I know, just in our building, people in Manhattan are devastated. Everybody knows someone who works at the World Trade Center.
Of course.
And everyone knows someone who's involved with the financial community, which is where we were first hit, sometime before 9 o'clock in the morning, a few minutes before 9. 18 minutes later, a second plane goes into the World Trade Center. We've seen the complete collapse of the World Trade Center. We've seen a plane go into the Pentagon, just crash right into it.
That's the scariest thing of all.
There are other planes now with bombs, and also they're saying there are terrorists with bombs not in planes, but are also running around. That's what we know.
Doug, do you have that information on blood supply?
Yeah, let me give that again. For blood, the main number is 1-800-933-BLOOD. 1-800-933-BLOOD. The website is nybloodcenter.org. And let me give those four locations that I know of. I'm sure there's more.
We're all lucky to be alive. That's all I can say.
Howard, can I give those four locations?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
sorry.
53rd Street and Lexington Avenue in the Citicorp building, 168th Street and Broadway, 150 Amsterdam Avenue on the west side of Manhattan, and 67th Street and 2nd Avenue.
And if you can give blood, do it, because, I mean, just imagine. I mean, just imagine if this was you. Oh, my God. You're minding your own business, and
you're just trying to get to work.
This nightmare happens.
Paul's on you.
Howard?
Yeah.
We're getting reports. Someone in my building here said they saw on the news that the two hijacked planes that were supposedly headed towards L.A. are now being considered not a problem. Maybe they've been shot down.
Yeah, we don't know.
Or maybe they're legitimate.
They're not supposed to be up there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Rob, how long ago was that? Like 2 hours?
Yeah, it was
ago?
A long time ago that they said no more flights in...
Colin?
Over domestic airspace.
Yes. Colin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, Robin. I just wanted to say thank you, all of you, for staying on the air. And I just want to make a plea to stay on as long as possible, because all the insanity you people bring me every day, this is the most sanity I have right now. I can't even explain to you what you guys are doing for me.
We're sitting here in shock, I'll tell you that. I mean, I was just out in the hallway for 5 minutes, took a 5-minute break, and I tell you something, it's just unimaginable what's going on.
Right. I walked up to the deli just about the same time.
People are in shock.
Went on break, and there were people just wandering around, just watching TV.
The noise you're hearing is Crazy Cabby's phone connection. He's right in the thick of it, and I mean, he's seeing it. And you're hearing emergency workers running around. We saw military planes flying over New York.
There's thousands of people on the Williamsburg Bridge walking into Brooklyn. I mean, the exodus from New York is just people on foot now. They're just, everybody's leaving.
Minutes before 9 o'clock, we were on the air, and when we first saw the report of the World Trade Center on fire, and even though there was a plane going into it, it almost didn't even,
seem real.
You didn't even think it was, you don't know what the hell was going on, and then another plane, then the Pentagon. I mean, it is the most organized attack you have ever seen.
Unbelievable. How do you penetrate security at so many different airports and hijack planes?
Well, here's Gary with something. Go ahead.
On line two, and I checked this out, so it's for real, is Congressman Gary Ackerman. He's from the 5th District of New York.
Yeah, we know Gary Ackerman.
He got a briefing from somebody, and he wanted to come on the air and talk.
Hi, Congressman. Congressman? I don't think I have him. Congressman? Congressman?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What'd you hear?
It's an absolute nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. This is going to go down as Black Tuesday, and it's going to change each of our personal lives as well as our civilization forever.
You're not kidding.
The way we do business, who we do business with, our security precautions that we're going to have to take, I think this is driven home in the most dramatic way that anybody with a suit and a blue tie can get on a plane and do all kinds of damage almost at will.
Congressman, were you briefed in any way on this?
No. Everybody who's supposed to be in secure places right now is there. We've closed down the whole Capitol. I'm in New York. I stayed here for the primary, and I was going to go down a little later.
Right.
And I just voted. You know, of course, the election's now been called off.
Right.
But our offices are all shut down. But you can surmise that the members of the Supreme Court, President's Cabinet, and all officials who have to be are in the places they're supposed to be at.
Where do you think the president is right now, and what's going on? Do you have any guess?
He's not anywhere where anybody can get to him.
Well, right. we don't want to guess out loud, but he's probably right now in a very safe and secure place. You know, we do have places. Some of them are known, some are not, and the president is in one of them. And it's always good to know that nobody knows ahead of time which one he's going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly there's a command post where he is, and regardless of any of our politics, we're all going to pull together.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
We are all behind the president and waiting for his word. Yeah.
But
yeah,
Congressman, isn't this an attack against
the
government?
Without speculating recklessly. On this, Howard. I mean, we know really of only one group that really has the capability,
right,
and the resources to be able to pull off something like this.
You bet.
But they
people
did. They
die.
Targeted.
We've seen that happen in some of our embassies previously. Now,
yes,
we've seen.
This is what goes on in Israel every day.
Now, people. You got it right. People now understand, I think, dramatically and unfortunately, what the Israelis have been going through and how do you deal with this.
Oh, I know.
And to do preemptive strikes against
right.
people who are known terrorists suddenly makes a little bit more sense
mm-hmm.
than to allow
That's
something
right.
like this to happen and then
terrorist.
Own it after.
That's absolutely
we
right. We can't sit
when
by.
People attack our government.
It's different kind of warfare. We saw it's the world today is different. It's not, you know, we got to kind of feel like the sitting ducks of the world, like the British, you know.
But you have to feel they plan to throw this country into chaos and to cause anarchy.
That's exactly it.
And didn't they
done this in a startling and very effective way
organized
today?
It's amazing that
they have to know that we are going to respond with the full force and might of the United States.
Do you know when the president, congressman,
dealing,
congressman,
when you're dealing with a country,
congressman? Do you know when the president will talk again?
No, I don't, and I think everybody's busy getting information, but. As soon as the president is able to impart information or give us a sense of direction, I'm sure that's going to be done.
By the way, I got an update. I have one update, Congressman. The plane in Cleveland is safe. It's been evacuated. The one that was
that had the bomb.
It's good news.
That is very good news on this otherwise bleakest of days.
Yes.
We, despite the fact that this is probably not coming from a country that has a government in specific.
Right.
That we do know the address of
right.
where these people do their training very often.
Exactly. And stop forgiving the governments for hiding these guys.
That's right.
You
and
bet.
I think that people are going to understand that sometimes collateral damage has to be done. And innocent people are going to suffer.
Yes.
Live in the unfortunately.
Or else we're sitting ducks. And
what we had was collateral damage. You first
right.
attacked the World Trade Center, so you take our eyes off the government.
Right. And the World Trade Center was a diversionary
yes,
tactic.
Absolutely.
The World Trade Center was not even the target. What it
we
is
thought
is
that was it.
To get to they today the Pentagon was attacked.
See, I think
this is unbelievable.
10,000 people dying in the World Trade Center is more devastating
yeah.
than
no,
Pentagon.
I do too. But the real thing is they were trying to
no
get
question.
To the White
I
House
agree,
and
I
the Pentagon.
That's
I
think
right.
you're absolutely
this
right.
was an organized, thought out military operation. We are
executed
at war.
Executed brilliantly, unfortunately.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Brian, you want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, they just reported that there was 164 people killed on the plane crashes into the World Trade Center.
Right.
That's on one of the planes.
That's on the plane.
Yeah. One plane.
On one plane.
Yeah.
On one plane,
so
there were 164 people.
planes.
We're going to be talking in terms of thousands of people.
Tens of thousands.
Anybody within the sound of your voice, and that's millions of people, are going to personally be mourning the loss of somebody they know by the time we ferret this all out.
A United Airlines passenger jet.
It's sort of third person and surrealistic, but when it's all said and done, this is going to be one of our bleakest moments.
Okay. Congressman, I want to thank you for calling in, and if you hear anything, please call us back.
We'll get back to you.
All right, thanks a lot.
And you know, Howard, that probably half these bodies or more are not going to be able to ever to be identified, if they're even found.
I'm going to Terry Lieberman, who's our program director in Detroit. Terry, go ahead.
Howard, how you doing? All right. Wanted to let you know in Detroit, tensions are running very high. The largest Arab population outside of the Middle East is located in Detroit.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. So obviously tensions very high.
Yeah, well, let me say something about that. I mean, listen, the people who live in Detroit, you got to understand something. The Arab population there, these aren't the enemy. It's the same way that the American Japanese were not the enemy during World War II. We know what's going on overseas. There are many Arabs in here illegally. And who come over here on student visas and things.
Absolutely right.
We're not talking about the...
This is not the enemy. Tensions are running very high.
Yeah, it's going to do us no good to start punching out taxi cab drivers.
Well, I did want to let you know that the Ambassador Bridge has been shut down, the Windsor Tunnel, so no one
is being
allowed inside the United States or outside the United States from Detroit into Canada.
Right, the Windsor Tunnel, of course, connecting Detroit and Canada.
Yes.
Right.
GM World Headquarters shut down. That's the Wren Center. That is being evacuated. The Ford World Headquarters has also been shut down. So tensions extremely high.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Howard, I just got... they're watching another TV in the other room.
Hold on, Terry. Thanks.
Thank you, Howard.
All right, that's Terry Lieberman.
They're saying that there's reports of Arab cab drivers being attacked in New York City.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Again, this is exactly what these people would want.
They want us to turn on each other.
They want us to look like animals.
Gary?
It's no big breaking news, but courthouses, city hall buildings, schools are being closed in almost every major city across the country at this point.
Yeah, and right now, most of our affiliates are still with us. Phoenix, Orlando is with us.
Atlantic City's with us. Detroit's with us. Philly called us. They just break in once in a while, but they're sticking with us. They love what you're doing.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll stay on for a while longer then.
They're showing shots on Fox right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, the strength. Place. I mean, where the hell are you going to go? It's just unbelievable. Rosemary, you're on the air.
Good morning, Howard. I guess it was a few hours ago, but thank you so much for staying on the air and to your staff, and God bless you for your composure on such a devastating time in our country.
We don't even know yet how devastating this is. I don't think it's hit anybody. I'm watching unedited video on Fox, and you're just seeing bodies on the ground. We've got to stick together through this and understand that there is going to be the retribution. There is going to be a payday.
Yeah.
There's going to be payback. It has got to be.
Well, again,
and our day will come. Our day will come.
And it better be swift and strong.
Yep. Our day will come, and I don't think we should even have to risk American lives. There's a way to just punish these countries.
Tomahawk missiles.
You bet.
Nuclear warheads.
Right.
We have the most advanced military system in the world. We should be taking advantage of it.
And you got to ask yourself, how is it that all of these planes can be hijacked within the same two-hour period?
Amazing.
How do you walk
they
a bomb
said,
into the Pentagon?
Was it eight planes were hijacked?
How does it happen? I don't understand. I mean, I know there's airport security. I know that they... I mean, how did they... This has been brilliant.
You almost wonder if some of the... I mean, and I'm not throwing accusations, if some of these hijacked planes weren't hijacked by the pilots who were flying them.
You don't know. I mean, it's just...
Because terrorists don't necessarily know how to fly 767.
And again, I say, they got eight planes. Who's to know that they tried to get 20 and couldn't get them?
Right.
Wow.
Remember that when that Egyptian airliner was brought down,
it was
a co-pilot who took over the
exactly. control.
What you're seeing is the president on TV now, but that's from earlier, Gary. He was talking to a group, and he just said he basically gave a standard comment. He didn't really say anything.
And he can't because he'll say it out of anger, and we don't need that.
No, it's fine. Hey, the president, we're all behind him. Let's see where he's going with this.
He's got the greatest military minds at his left and right with Dick Cheney and Colin Powell. They were the ones who orchestrated the swift victory in the Gulf War.
Well, Howard, you've been an incredible voice of reason this morning.
Oh, good.
Thank you from Orlando.
All right, Rosemary. Thanks. Yeah, we'll stay on for a while longer. This is all breaking news. We don't know any more than anybody else. We're just watching all the TV channels.
There's got to be 10,000 people on the Williamsburg Bridge, all crossing into Brooklyn now.
That's, again, it's like out of a movie.
It's like,
you know what it reminds me of? Like those old Godzilla movies where the whole place is evacuating and running for the hills.
Do you remember there was a movie, a TV movie in the 70s, I can't remember the name of it, but it was about a nuclear bomb being dropped on this country, and it's exactly what it was. People
the
in
day
rags.
After.
The day after. It was people in rags walking across major bridges.
Yep.
You know, and there are about a billion real stories going on right now. I mean, just making that phone call to find out if my daughter was okay, it just my heart sank.
Yeah. Imagine you're in a plane, and you know that there's a guy flying that plane that is not your friend, and he's telling you, who knows what he's telling them? Who
I
knows
can't
what
help but
know?
Think that this goes on every day in Israel, and how Israel must feel that they have their hands tied behind their back, and they can't just blow these bastards out of the way.
I say we cut those ropes on those hands
that's
and
what
let
I'm
them
saying.
Breathe.
Let them go.
Because I said, you know, everybody says, oh, Israel goes and bombs us after there's a terrorist attack.
Yeah, well, why not?
Who are they supposed
Stop
to fight?
Well, listen, I mean, you could. There's six countries we could name off the top of our head that harbor terrorism and encourage terrorism, and we should just...
But that's what I'm saying. These governments then hide and say, well, wait a minute, those were terrorists. It wasn't us.
Yeah. Well, too bad. I don't know. I don't know what the response is going to be, because I don't know that anyone's going to claim, you know...
I didn't take credit for this.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's another suicide mission right there.
The noise you hear is behind Cabby, who is actually in Brooklyn, and you can hear what's going on. And he's seen planes go over, military planes. He's seen the World Trade Center go down.
Both of them.
And you can just hear that it's we're at war.
Yeah, Howard, I'm like, you know, about 2.5+ miles away, and it. For a steady hour, it was the same stream of sirens. I'm just in my apartment now, so you can't hear it, but it's just nonstop.
James, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Howard? I've been trying to get in touch with you for a while about this. You know what? This has been going on for a long time. I used to be a New York City messenger for 20 years. I'm 32 years old, and I've been pedaling my bike now, you know, for a while. I knew about them getting together underground, quietly having little conversations of putting a five-point shutoff on the city. Now, when they bombed up the World Trade Center the first time, it didn't go right. They had
bridges
to blow up.
And let me tell you something. You're absolutely right. We've been hearing that guys like Osama bin Laden have been planning an attack on New York and on the Pentagon. We've been waiting for him to do it so we can respond. There's no time to wait anymore.
Well, you know, you also bring up, we got real angry after the World Trade Center was bombed the first time, and we grabbed that guy, you know, the sheikh, who we sent back to Egypt, and we broke up his cells.
Right, right.
And everybody then got comfortable
again. Well, listen, the death toll now is in the thousands. That's confirmed.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah.
I have three family members that are in that building, and I have no idea what's going on.
I can tell you what's going on.
It's now, I'll tell you this.
What do you see, Tom?
There are two American airline flights unaccounted for.
Right.
Yes.
Let me correct you. There's four. We just got to report there's four unaccounted planes total.
Right.
We had the chance and we were sitting down across the table with, what's his name?
Thank you. I got to move on. I hear what you're saying and you're absolutely right. Daryl, go ahead.
Yeah. I know you're a humble guy. I know you're doing a good job and all that good stuff, but let me just get to the point. I'm kind of worried. There's a woman named Marlene who she works in that building as security. And
World Trade Center?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I don't know what happened. My wife, Christina, might have went down there to find out what's going on or to get home by PATH train. I need to get a message out to Sean, who works at Aubon Payne, because I know yours is like the radio station that's going on right now.
Give the name of the person, and maybe they can call you.
The cell phone is up, the phone is up, but AT&T won't let me make any calls.
All right, so
out.
Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for Jesse and Samantha. I don't know what schools they go to. I'm out here in Jersey right now, and just to call me and let me know so I can go and
find them.
All
right, thank you.
All right, thanks
a lot. All right, good luck. All right. Debbie, go ahead.
Howard?
Yeah.
This is Debbie Schlossel from Detroit. I'm a political analyst here in the Detroit area, and I can tell you, that with all due respect to Terry Lieberman, while most of our Arabic community are honest, decent, law-abiding American citizens, there are Hamas and Hezbollah cells here in Detroit in January.
Absolutely.
Customs and FBI arrested American citizens, the Boumohem brothers, who were trying to smuggle arms to Hamas and Hezbollah over our
Debbie,
border.
Let me be clear on that. I'm just saying for people to randomly go pick out cab drivers or a guy who owns a party store in Detroit and punch them out is not going to do us any good.
I agree, but I just want you to understand, Howard, that there's plenty of support for these groups. That's how they succeed here. And unfortunately, these FBI agents and customs agents are hamstrung because of laws on profiling,
I know,
et cetera.
That's profiling.
True. That's true.
We are not allowed to racially profile, and we're not allowed to do it. Our hands are so tied, and someone's going to have to untie our hands and realize we are now in a war, that there are people living here in this country.
But one thing she doesn't point out, oftentimes these people also intimidate the other people who live in their communities,
yep,
to get their support.
They do.
They're held hostage.
Right, they
as
make
well.
Them feel guilty.
That's right.
Yep, and we've got to really sort of, I mean, what the hell do I know? I'm a friggin' dish jockey, but the fact of the matter is that it seems to me, it's like almost like when you raise kids, you could be so lenient.
For
so long that your kids start walking all over you. Now,
but you keep saying you cannot negotiate with crazy people.
Right, and you got to really just kill
you
them.
You got to realize that's who you're talking to.
And we got to make the world safe for us again. Debbie, thanks for the comment. You're right.
Thank you, Howard.
All right, Debbie.
If, Howard, you go to any mosque here, they have speakers like Farrakhan who support attacking the U.S. government. And
there's another guy, Farrakhan, talking about... get rid of him, too. Let him live there.
He wants to be somewhere else, doesn't he?
You go to any mosque here in Detroit, you translate what they're saying in Arabic, and they are openly attacking the U.S. and Israel. And the problem is, when you negotiate with terrorists, when you force Israel to constantly negotiate with suicide bombers, and they aren't allowed to respond, this is what happens.
Yeah,
that's right. The World Trade Centers disappear.
And what do you think? Israel has done nothing wrong. It's a shtick these guys are carrying on. They're looking for reasons to attack. They hate the United States. It's not about Israel. And they want to get us, and now it's time to get them.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of years people
have
been fighting over that part of the world.
Right, I know.
Like Syria.
Syria is the worst.
Absolutely.
Syria is the worst.
We've been coddling Syria. Our State
Forever.
Department has been coddling them.
That's right.
For what purpose?
With Hafez Assad.
Syria is among the worst. Worse than Iran.
Yep. Same with Yemen. There's a country called Yemen.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
And the United Arab Emirates. And you know, even countries like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
we helped in the Persian Gulf. House and hide terrorists.
Right.
Kuwait. I'm sorry. It happens all over there because when it comes a bigger issue, when it becomes the religion aspect,
nuclear devastation for that part of the world.
You don't want to mess up the oil.
No, after they're all dead, we'll go in and take our oil for ourselves.
Exactly.
What the half life of that stuff is.
Really?
It's all right. I'll tell you, car will run better with nuclear crap in it. I'm telling you,
it'll sure go fast.
Wire reports New York City officials say as many as 165 bodies now have been...
Oh, there's got to be thousands.
165
those are just the recovered bodies.
That's what they were able to find.
Have been recovered following planes crashing into the World Trade Center. That's just right off the top. And we don't know what else is doing in that building.
But this is exactly like one of those situations in some far-off country where they have the buildings collapse in an earthquake. We now have to dig under rubble to try to find...
Oh, yeah,
to
it's going to be weeks before we know the exact
survivors
goal.
In there.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what the devastation was.
Yeah, and you see a building collapse that's 3 stories of the rubble. This is one of the largest buildings in
the
world. Times two.
I'm getting a little bit woozy at this point. I don't know how effective I'm being.
Howard, if you can get C-SPAN, you can see the Pentagon, the collapse. It's unbelievable.
We've seen that.
Yeah, we saw it. What's to say? Are planes still missing?
Yeah. They said there are planes unaccounted for.
Four is what we just said.
Yeah.
Four
planes.
Four passenger jets unaccounted for.
Doug, announce the blood supply again. We anyone who is in New York who is able to give blood, if you don't have a cold, I guess
if
you're healthy.
Yeah.
There is such devastation that blood is needed, and Doug has the information.
Yeah,
here's
the information. The main number, and I'm not sure if this is a nationwide number, because obviously other cities need help too, but the number I have is 1-800-933-BLOOD. The website for New York is nybloodcenter.org. The locations, again, are 53rd Street and Lexington Avenue in the Citicorp building, 168th Street and Broadway, that's 168th Street and Broadway, 150 Amsterdam Avenue on the west side of Manhattan, 67th Street and 2nd Avenue, and that's for people in good health right now, age 17 to 65.
I wish this was just a radio bit like War of the World, but it's not.
I'm going to go down and donate blood.
Doug.
All right, Doug.
You know, they just...
I'm hanging up on you.
Okay.
All right,
if I hear anything, I'll call you.
Call.
Bye.
All planes into L.A. are being diverted to Canada as a result of these attacks, and there were reports that some of these missing planes may be headed to Los Angeles. So.
Let me go to Tim. He has some new information. Let's see what's happening. Tim, go ahead.
How you doing, Howard?
Hey.
We got the, they just did a press conference right now. It's the head of Massport.
This is in Boston?
This is in Boston. I'm watching it right now. He, obviously he's trying to answer the questions, but he's really sidestepping everything here. It's not,
nobody knows what's going on.
He's not sure.
You know, he doesn't know what's going on.
No one knows.
He's asking, you know, the people are asking questions about how he thinks that it's secure, Logan. Obviously it isn't. I mean, two planes left there, fully armed.
I'm still reeling from seeing the pictures of the World Trade Center completely disappear from New York.
Yeah, there are no World Trade Centers anymore.
Unbelievable. I can't even tell you.
How incredibly devastating that is. That's amazing.
Two of the biggest buildings in the world, the financial...
hub.
World Trade. I mean, that's what it means. And they're gone. They're completely gone.
It's unbelievable. And the fact is that, I mean, even Boston right now, Boston's shutting down.
Boston, Cleveland, New York, Los Angeles, Philly, all the major cities are shutting down.
Pittsburgh, they had their...
Yeah, Pittsburgh had one of the planes.
And the governor have all moved out to Framingham. There was a big state trooper caravan leaving on the Mass Pike.
What are you hearing, Gary?
You know, this, I know you're exhausted, but I can tell you that almost every affiliate is sticking with us and has either called me or emailed me to tell them that this has been phenomenal and that it's very helpful.
Okay. I'll stay on a little bit longer, but I'm just starting to get dopey.
And there's really, what are you saying?
What am I doing? I mean, what good am I doing?
I'm wondering where these people are all going to go, all the people that are coming into Brooklyn over the Williamsburg Bridge on foot.
I know. I don't know where anyone's going.
Yeah.
We don't know where anyone's sleeping tonight. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard, I just want to tell you, you guys are still going strong in Albany.
Yeah, I know. And all of our affiliates are with us, but I'll tell you, at some point, I don't think I'm going to be effective.
You're doing a super job.
I'm getting a little distracted by trying to get in touch with my loved ones, so I don't even know... that I can concentrate anymore about this.
As far as how safe you guys are, for some of us that aren't familiar with New York City, where are you relation to the World Trade Center?
Would you say we're about 7 miles, 8 miles away?
No, more like four.
We're about 4 miles from the World Trade Center.
We're in the center of the island. That was down at one end.
Yeah, we're closer to Central Park.
Yeah, we're right near Central Park, and the World Trade Center
is
further
end,
downtown.
Yeah.
Is that the southern
in
tip?
The south, yeah.
So we're about 4 miles from there.
You got the best coverage, man. I appreciate what you're doing.
All right, thanks.
But be safe, too.
Later.
The World Trade was at the southern tip of Manhattan.
Exactly.
American Airlines is saying they have two flights unaccounted for.
Yeah, I believe there are two planes unaccounted for, right, Brad?
There could be more.
Yeah, according to what the newscaster said, Howard, it said that the four planes, or three of the ones that crashed into the building, and the other one was for the one in the Pentagon, or the one in Pittsburgh or Newark, New Jersey.
Brad, are they saying anything about how...
Throw a bomb on right now.
Bomb him now in the street.
How is that? Drop a nuclear weapon. 5 years old, jumping up and down, celebrating.
5 year olds. Those 5 year olds will grow up to attack our children.
They're showing it right now. If
kill them.
If you look at NBC.
Kill them
Channel
for
4.
Celebrating. Kill
in
them.
In their schools at 5 years
old. Look,
there
they
are. Being indoctrinated.
And God is great.
They're all celebrating in the streets.
Like they killed them.
Horrible.
The Palestinians are celebrating in the streets, ladies and gentlemen. They're putting up the victory sign. Children
are
cheering.
Look at the kids. They're cheering.
The parents have taught them well. Let them all live. Go ahead. Go ahead, and more of us will die.
I think you know what Bush needs to do. I mean, he needs to grow a set of you-know-what.
We all know what needs to be done.
If Bush doesn't do it, he's gone. We have to get a new president.
You
got to get a new president.
He hasn't said much, really, Bush, but waiting for him to come on and say, I mean,
look at them celebrating
and
in the street.
This is why I say you cannot negotiate with these people.
They are so happy. They're so insane. Today, drop the nuclear bomb on them.
There's no reason for those
people. Teach them a lesson.
Give them nuclear warfare. It's the only thing they understand.
Like the bastard children they are. This is terrible.
I can't even believe that.
My name, but on behalf
I think it's great you guys are still on the air, though, you know.
I'm getting too worked up, and I'm starting to say stuff.
I really want to say nasty, awful
I do
things.
Too.
I know, Howard, this is getting me worked up. My
I'm
blood
worked
is pumping
up.
Right now.
I'm so
Somebody
pumped
said
up.
To me earlier, where do you think it's safer? I said, I don't care about safety at this point. They're
right.
bombing my country.
Revenge.
Right. That's it.
Revenge is going to be sweet. This thought that these people are celebrating the death of others, please do something.
This is horrible.
I'm sick of seeing it.
It's one thing to strike military targets, but when you strike the heart of a city like New York,
I'm sick of looking at them. I'm sick of looking at them celebrate.
I can't imagine these little school kids. They don't. They probably don't even know what's happening.
They're all celebrating.
They are taught to hate America at the youngest age.
And they're going
to
grow up and kill our children.
Yep.
They're going to be worse than the parents. It's time to stop the madness now.
They don't even have to. They do it in schools. It's organized. The teacher stands at the front of the classroom and says, this is a country and a people you should hate.
Look at how good the Japanese behave now after World War II. They're on such good behavior. We stripped them of all their dignity, and it's time to do it again. We have the power.
Now they just want to do business.
This country has the power. It's time to show the power.
Japanese
really
now are playing by the
can't
book.
Can't be soft anymore.
The Japanese, they can buy up all they want. The Japanese can build stuff for us. They can be our servants. But we don't allow them to smile anymore because we burn the smiles off their faces.
Yeah, it just goes to show how vulnerable, even we're vulnerable to this.
You know, dun, 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 dun. Remember that?
Boom. What is that?
That's that song in Hiroshima.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
You're not
Pop goes the weasel.
You know where George Bush is right now, don't you, Howard?
Where is George Bush?
George Bush is probably in Air Force One because it's considered the safest place to be during any type of attack. Because we can usually control the air, and I'm sure George Bush is flying in Air Force One with his advisors, and he's probably planning the attack right now. I would almost guarantee it by nightfall when those terrorists go to sleep.
Let me go switch to this phone caller. Joe is in Michigan right now. There's rioting in Dearborn. Who is rioting? Joe.
Yeah.
Who is rioting?
The Arabics.
What are they doing?
Billy, what are they doing? One of our friends, Maz, was leaving work, and all the cops have the streets blocked off, and everybody stopped. And I guess they're rioting in the east side of Dearborn.
Why are they rioting? Are they pleased with this or upset?
I don't know. I live on the
I would hate to be an Arab guy living in Michigan, law-abiding. They're not the target. They're not the enemy right now. And as that woman said before from Detroit, yes, there are groups sympathetic to the Hezbollah and all that, and we should weed them out. But the fact of the matter is that it's time to go to war.
But you do sort of understand what happened in World War II at this point.
You do, yeah. You do. The internment camps of the Japanese. We didn't trust anybody.
No, well, we couldn't.
We shouldn't trust these people. They come to our country and they take everything.
There, unfortunately, are people who come to this country and hide behind.
Yeah,
there are
innocent people who are being hidden behind, and they will be hurt by this, probably.
Let me go to this report on TV and just see if there's anything new we can learn.
And good day to you all. We want to go right to Tiwa Chang, who
nothing
is
good about
by,
the day.
We are told, with Mayor Giuliani, who can give us the latest information on casualties.
That's who should be the president, by the way, Mayor Giuliani.
Who may have perished in this.
He would clean up in 5 minutes.
It's being called. Tiwa, are you there?
Yes, Jim, I'm here. I cannot tell you where I am because for security reasons, the mayor's office and the police department have moved the emergency center away from Lower Manhattan, evacuating the police headquarters to a degree, and they also left the emergency bunker, which is at 7 World Trade Center, right next to where the two Twin Towers were. I talked to the mayor directly. I rode up with his motorcade, and he said, when I asked him about the four planes that were in the air that were possibly filled with bombs or whatever may be the case, he said, that's not a problem. That has been taken care of. I don't know what he meant by that, but he said that is not a concern now.
Ooh.
I also ran into the fire commissioner, Mr. Von Essen, Thomas Von Essen, and I asked him how many casualties were there. He said, I know many, many firemen and police officers were in those buildings when they went down. I do not know the extent.
Yeah. Oh,
I can't even listen to this. Let me tell you something. The image now is circulating in my brain of the celebrating going on in Palestine, and I am sick.
As these police officers and firefighters and innocent victims were crushed in these buildings.
You know, and the sad thing is that the initial plane crashes into those buildings brought down all of the emergency services workers, and that the secondary explosion killed them.
Yes.
Howard, the really disturbing thing about that footage of the celebrating in the streets, too, is the little kids holding up the peace sign.
Yeah, the victory sign.
It's a victory sign.
That ain't no peace.
They think they've won something.
Richard, go ahead.
They're going to win the wrath of America, I'll tell you that.
They better. Richard, you're on the air. Richard? Will, he said with the military intelligence. Will?
Yes, Howard.
Yeah.
I was just... I'm in the Army Reserves, right?
Yeah.
And I'm stationed in Staten Island. I have a lot of friends who work at the Port Authority. We have these air defense guns that can supposedly shoot down a baseball. If you could throw a baseball from
from Manhattan to Staten Island. It can shoot a baseball into four pieces and slice those four pieces into another four pieces. Now, I'm just wondering, why weren't these things used in place?
I don't know. We don't have the answer to that. Todd, go ahead. What are you hearing? Todd. He was coming on. I don't know if this was any truth, but that there's a Rhode Island is reporting a plane crash. Rhode Island? Anybody hear anything about that?
No.
All right. I don't know if that's legit or not. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Howard?
Yeah.
My name's Justin, but anyway.
Sorry, Justin.
All right. All these Palestinians that you're saying, the terrorist ones, they're American. They're American Palestinians. They didn't ship them over and put them on planes.
Yeah, Palestinian. There are many Arabs living in this country who are here on student visa that are part of this terrorist movement.
I said these people had to be here for some time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This shipped over.
Yeah, we know that. But I'm saying randomly going in the streets and punching out cab drivers is not going to solve that problem.
Why not?
Why not? Because there's a lot of innocent guys there. You don't want to do that. You don't do that.
That's exactly what they want us to do.
That's right. They would love us to become Sarajevo or Croatia.
And start to ethnic cleanse.
I think what we ought to do, though, and this we've been threatening this for years, take them one by one who are in this country and any ties to any terrorist organizations. We get rid of anybody here on a student visa. Get rid of. I don't need them being educated.
But you know what? We also should not let them immigrate into this country.
Absolutely not.
Come from countries like this. We don't want you.
It's the truth.
Public executions, man.
Yep.
Put them in camps if they did World War II.
That's right. They absolutely should.
Those camps were real wrong.
Separate them. Get
no, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
At the time we were at war, we didn't know. You know, retrospect is. You know, people say in retrospect,
yeah, we
Harry
wrong,
Truman shouldn't drop an A bomb.
Oh no,
Harry Truman. Truman was right. He knew what to do. What is it, Gary?
I'm just looking at this thing off of Reuters. It's saying that, I guess, an Arab journalist who has access to bin Laden interviewed him three weeks ago, and he warned of an unprecedented attack on the U.S. interest for support of Israel.
There you go. Yeah. But I thought, that's enough for me.
And they said earlier that he's saying that had nothing to do with it.
Oh, well, you think he's a brave man, Tom?
No, clearly not.
But this is a journalist who claims he interviewed him 3 weeks ago. So for Reuters.
Pat, hi, you're on the air.
You know what? Honestly, guys like bin Laden say this all the time, and it doesn't necessarily ever come to fruition. And
yeah, but the point
really
is, I'm crediting him with this attack.
No, absolutely. Totally. You know he did this.
Yeah, Pat, go ahead.
Hi, Howard. I was doing work on a rooftop in Jersey City, and we didn't see the first crash, but we saw the smoke, and as we were watching, I saw a plane coming in from about 3 or 4 miles out.
Wow.
And I had commented to the other guys on the roof, and I said to them, you know, hey, look at this plane, you know, coming in pretty close, too. And I just said, oh, my God, I said, it's going to hit, and as I said it hit the second tower.
Well, you're never going to get that image out of your head.
And it was when it hit, you saw the fireball go past it.
Awful. And it's just awful, and it's just ridiculous.
We've been too lenient with these people for way too long.
We have. That is the truth.
And that's the problem. You look at it our own backyard.
I've been in radio 20 years. I've been screaming about that the chickens were going to come home to roost.
You look in your own backyard what we do to our own people, and we just smack them on the wrist. These people don't even belong here.
No.
And we let them get away.
Yeah, everybody. Our society has become too lenient.
But we've also ceased to be amazed that people will actually launch an attack in which they know they will be killed.
Yep, Elizabeth.
That is not amazing to us anymore.
Yeah, we have to just level them all out. Elizabeth, you're on the air.
Yes, I happen to be thanking my blessings right now in my grandparents' house. I was in my office when I saw these flying balls of fire and debris after a car crash. I worked in 2 World Trade Center.
You were in the World Trade Center?
Yes, in the 2 World Trade on the 35th floor.
Well, you were on the 35th floor. And what happened when the plane hit? How did you get out?
It hit one, but we thought it was something. It was another building. We never had an idea that it was the World Trade Center. We only saw flying debris, glass, and balls of fire hitting our offices. At that point, we were told to go to the lobby, like for a fire drill, to evacuate the building. I was fortunate, for whatever given reason, somebody dragged me into the freight elevator, what happens to be right there at that moment. When we got in the freight elevator, the mechanic told the guy operating it, hurry up and push the down button, because this elevator is going to stop the minute there's a fire in here.
Wow. And
I'm watching the floors coming down, 35, 34, until we made it to one. I said, thank God, open the door. I ran out to the concourse, the World Trade Center concourse, and all I see was mobs of people running, and the cops telling us to be cautious, but go ahead and run out of the building. I kept on running out of VC Street all the way up to Chambers Street.
Good for you.
And then because when I got to Chambers Street, good thing I work out, I'm very healthy.
Right, you were able to run.
I know. I heard a boom, and when I turned around, I said, oh, my God, there's my tower. That was 2 World Trade.
Oh, my God.
I got hit. At which point
let me ask you something.
How many people were at work on your floor?
Let me tell you another thing. My floor, my co-workers are the actual victims of the first bombing. Oh. They were in B1 level when the actual bombing happened back in the 90s.
So when you say you got out, there was a lot of people still on the floor,
right? There was a lot of people got out because there was one space in the Fed elevator. I don't know who pulled me in there. And usually the elevators stop because if there's a fire. They automatically stop.
Well, you are real lucky.
You have no idea. I have no idea how lucky I really am.
Oh, my God. What was your job at the World Trade Center?
I was actually the signs and the coordinator for all the signs and all the directories of the World Trade Center.
I
work for the Port Authority.
You work for the building, the World Trade Center.
For the Port Authority.
Right. Oh, my God. You are so lucky.
I tell you, I was about to call the secretary to see if she survived it because she survived the first one.
Oh, my God.
Because she was in B1, the first bombing. She was in B1 level. So was my boss, everybody, all my coworkers were actual bombers. I wasn't there in the first bombing.
Mm.
I was only there now. I am so lucky to be alive
you are,
and be able
you
to
are.
Say this.
Well,
I'm so devastated. The towers are gone.
Everything's
I
gone.
I never know what happens tomorrow.
Well, there's got to be retribution. Not even retribution. For self-preservation, we must attack.
I tell you, this is ridiculous.
And I mean, said it at 9 o'clock in the morning when I first saw the news. I said, now it is their excuse. Now you finally have been pushed.
I mean, really?
Now let's not stop.
I would love to know what they're saying in Europe now. All the people who always
say, the rest of the world, the rest of the world is laughing
at us. How about, I don't even care. I don't even care what Europe's saying. I'm saying, now we have to make a decision.
Yes, we do.
We know the countries that harbor terrorists. Don't wait to even find out who is responsible.
Why even let them into this country? Stop letting people in already?
It's enough immigration. We got too many people here. Enough with immigration.
Now stop it.
Howard. Stop it all. Put an end to it. Put an end to the madness. Close down the borders.
Thank you.
And bomb the crap out of it.
It was built on immigration.
Hey, Kevin, exactly. Name this. Thank you, ma'am. And thank God you are right.
Thank you.
We report that the bridges are open again. Triborough, Throgs Neck, Whitestone bridges are all open. And we know that the GWB was opened.
So you can get in and out.
You can get out. We don't know if you can get in.
I don't think you can get in because everybody's walking out across the bridge. No one's going in at all. Now, Howard, I wanted to say something, you know, and I was going to say before, when I first came on the building, there were some other people that live in the building here up on the roof, and there was one girl, and she said to me, I go, oh, my God, what happened? And she goes, this is what we get. This is what we do to other countries. And I said, what?
Oh, that's so
and you know what it is, Howard? It's the liberal thinking in this country that we deserve.
Well, hold on. What is it, Gary?
Like I just said, I'm going to head out if that's okay with you.
You're going to head out?
Well, they just said some stuff is open.
Yeah, you might as well. Well, listen, Tom. I think
so. You know, and you know what? We only have an hour left on the satellite anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're about ready, then
I'm about ready.
Okay,
Cabby, I'm gonna go.
Okay, Howard. I just
thanks,
this
Cabby.
This is one of the most This is the most disturbing act of humanism I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen some pretty sick things in the military in other countries. But it's the liberal thinking that this is okay. We need to take conservative action. We need to blow some people up and just wipe them out. Wipe them out, Howard.
All right. Thanks, Cabby.
God bless.
Kevin, you were great.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah, I think we lost a lot of liberals.
Yeah. In this. I hope so. Well, sorry, Tom, what?
These moments you'll never forget. You know, you never forget where you were when Kennedy was killed. You'll never forget the moment that attack happened. You'll never forget standing here watching that first
tower come down.
All I know is in a moment of frivolousness, I was defending the fact that I had kissed Pamela Anderson and not gone any further, and then
Now
I'm sorry.
That was dumb.
You weren't there, in all fairness. Well, this is a devastating day.
It is.
What is the date today?
It is
September
11th.
The 11th of September.
Just remember.
Evidently, there was some significance in the Arab world.
They say the signing of the Camp David Accords.
Camp David Accords. Yeah. But that was the Camp David Accords brought peace to Israel
and Egypt.
Hey, Howard.
Who knows? Yeah.
This is a report from the AP just to show how horrible what just happened. The mayor says he arrived at the World Trade Center building just moments after the first blast and witnessed people jumping from the windows to their deaths.
That this is okay. We need to take conservative action. We need to blow some people up and just wipe them out. Wipe them out, Howard.
All right. Thanks, Cabby.
God bless.
Cabby, you were great.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah,
you
I think
did.
We lost a lot of liberals.
Yeah. I hope so. Well, sorry, Tom. What?
These moments you'll never forget. You know, you never forget where you were when Kennedy was killed. You'll never forget the moment that attack happened. You'll never forget standing here watching that first.
Oh, that tower come down.
All I know is in a moment of frivolousness, I was defending the fact that I had kissed Pamela Anderson and not gone any further. And then 2 seconds later.
Are you sorry now?
No, I'm sorry.
That was dumb.
You weren't there, in all fairness. Well, this is a devastating day.
It is.
What is the date today?
It is
September 11th. The 11th of September.
Just remember.
Evidently, there was some significance in the Arab world.
They say the signing of the Camp David Accords.
Camp David Accords, but that was the Camp David Accords brought peace to Israel
Egypt.
And Egypt.
Yeah, and Israel. Yeah.
Hey, Howard.
Who knows? Yeah.
This is a report from the AP, just to show how horrible what just happened. The mayor says he arrived at the World Trade Center building just moments after the first blast and witnessed people jumping from their windows to their deaths.
Imagine jumping out of the World Trade Center.
No, and there's no way of surviving that.
Doug, you wanted to get one last word and go ahead.
Yeah, Howard, it's Doug. I just saw the tail end of a news report. I'm not sure where this is taking place, but there's a report that over 3,000 Palestinians are somewhere cheering.
Yeah, we've seen it. We watched it on television.
Where
and
is
reported
that?
It. This is in Palestine.
Palestine.
I think
take
we
a
all
bomb
know
right there, right now.
Yeah, I think we all know what has to be done.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, spoiled children are being allowed to live.
Hey, Doug, don't hang up. I want to make sure we have all that information
okay.
so we can continue to give it out today.
Yeah, the blood
okay.
information. Hold
yeah.
on.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go now. There's not much more to be said. You guys can tune to TV and radio and everything else. And I'm just devastated by this.
We'll be doing what you're doing.
Yep. We'll all be sitting around waiting to hear what goes on. And... you know, this is a great day in the Arab lands. This is they're cheering for us.
Let it be the start of the worst moment of their lives.
Yeah, let this be the day that we woke up, please.
You know, much like when the Japanese had struck their blow against the United States, it was just the beginning of the end.
It was the beginning of their nightmare.
Let's hope this is the beginning of the end.
I think this is the wake up call. Unfortunately, it's an unfortunate wake up call, but it's here. I guess we were never
because
really...
the world has been plagued with this long enough, you know, obviously.
Yeah, let's free the world of terrorists. Yeah. It's time to do it now. It's going to take about a month to really nuclear attack them and do it in a devastating way where they don't live. So that maybe only a roach will live in these Arab lands. Today is the day that we must wake up. I don't think I'm being irresponsible by saying
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. If this doesn't wake us up, you know, this is affecting... our way of life. They want to take our way of life away from us.
As we sit here now, we don't even know who is alive and who is dead in our personal lives. We don't, especially those of us who live here in Manhattan.
And just imagine if we capitulate, how our lives will be affected from now on.
Head for the hills if we capitulate. Head for the hills, because this will go on a regular basis, just like in Israel.
Their celebration will be a real one.
Free the hands of the Israelis, free the hands of the United States, and may we unleash a, as they call it, a holy war on our enemies who have
ripped us
a new a-hole.
We do have enemies. Don't sit there for a moment thinking there's nobody to blame.
Let's hope the war ain't over yet. Let's hope that we don't sit there and say, let's think about it. Let's keep a level
head. Let's move in measured
tones. AP Wire, I'll leave you with this. The military is at full threat level, and we'll see what happens. And
that doesn't mean we're attacking anybody.
No, just means that we're on full alert, which means nothing.
Like we're waiting for another blow.
Yeah,
we're
sitting ducks. Let's hope that Bush... he's got some balls. I know he avoided military service. I don't know what he did.
Well, you know, wasn't he in, like, the National Guard or
National
something?
Guard. But I think they got a couple of guys in there, like Cheney.
Well, I know, you know, Clinton didn't serve, and he figured out how to, fire a few bombs off.
Bush Sr. Was a military hero. I'm glad about that.
And Cheney, I think, has a few
Cheney's got
fights
it.
Behind him.
Cheney's gone a few rounds.
Fights under his belt.
Yep. We are at
no
a full...
time to fool around.
Right.
How happy were you yesterday? Now looking back,
what does that mean?
Meaning, just you don't.
You were carefree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we shouldn't have been.
Because today was coming.
For 20 years, I've been on the radio saying this, and I'm not. Saying,
I remember you saying this when we first started working together, and I was like, shh.
Yeah. And
stop it.
I know, and I've been saying it. I said the chickens will come home to roost. It's going to happen, and we should really wipe out terrorism now. But we're afraid of what France will say. France never fought a war in their lives.
And if they say don't use our space, take them over.
Yeah. I mean, we're the leaders.
I was just there like the country, but take them over. They don't know what to do with a country.
Kill them before they kill us. All right, listen, this is all empty rhetoric anyway. It's up to the military.
We really don't do it.
We're just venting because we are pissed. And let's see what happens. We'll see you tomorrow.
You are listening to The Howard Stern Show on 97.1 FM Talk. 97.1 FM Talk interrupts for this breaking news story.
All right, it's 12:20, and
man,
it's Kramer and Twitch. We're back on the air after Stern, so.